This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops have withdrawn from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, wrapping up a key phase in its ground offensive against the Hamas militant group designated as terrorist by the U.S. Defense officials said that troops were merely regrouping as the army prepares to move into what they say is Hamas's last stronghold, Rafah. Israel for weeks has vowed a ground offensive in Rafah, but the southernmost city shelters some 1.4 million people, more than half of Gaza's population. The prospect of an offensive has raised global alarm, including from Israel's top ally, the U.S., which has demanded to see a credible plan to protect civilians. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Monday the U.S. position on the Rafah ground offensive has not changed.
We have consistently made clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
The United Nations Security Council said Monday that it would decide this month on the Palestinians' bid for full UN membership, with the long-shot campaign unlikely to survive U.S. opposition. As the Gaza war rages on into its seventh month, the council's move was described as historic by Palestinians, but angrily denounced by Israel. Any request to become a UN member state must first pass a vote by the Security Council, where Israel's ally, the United States, wields a veto, and then be endorsed by the General Assembly. This is VOA News. Donald Trump asks an appeals court to intervene in a last-minute bid to delay his hush money criminal case, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A judge in the state's mid-level appeals court was set to hold an emergency hearing Monday after the former president's lawyers filed paperwork challenging Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan's pretrial rulings. The documents were placed under seal, but a person familiar with the matter told the Associated Press they pertain to Trump's gag order and his desire to move the trial out of Manhattan. Trump's lawyers filed their appeals on two separate dockets. One was styled as a lawsuit against Merchan, a legal mechanism allowing them to challenge his rulings. Julie Walker, New York.
The Vatican is against laws that criminalize same-sex acts as enforced by a number of countries with support of Catholic groups, the head of the Vatican's doctrine office said on Monday, presenting a publication which reaffirmed the Vatican's opposition to sex reassignment surgery, so-called gender theory, and having a child via surrogacy. Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez called laws punishing LGBTQ people a big problem and said, of course, we are not in favor of criminalization. The UN's nuclear watchdog is warning against strikes on or near a major power plant in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The head of the UN's atomic watchdog agency has condemned a Ukrainian drone strike on one of six nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, saying such attacks significantly increase the risk of a major nuclear accident. In a statement on the social media platform X, Rafael Mariano Grossi confirmed at least three direct hits against the main reactor. This cannot happen, he said, adding it was the first such attack since November 2022, when he had set out five basic principles to avoid a serious nuclear accident with radiological consequences. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The first total solar eclipse to grace North America in 7 years made landfall in Mexico on Monday, as millions of sky watchers gazed upward for the start of a celestial display, at least partially visible, weather permitting, across most of the continent. The Mexican beachside resort town of Mazatlan was the first major viewing spot along the so-called path of totality in North America. Thousands of people gathered along the coastal area. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.